the group Funkadelic posed this musical question back in 1971.
What is soul? I don't know.
It's a challenging question.
Soul is a ham hock in your cornflakes.
Soul is, of course, also a style of music that was born in the 1950s, took over the charts in the 60s, and is back today. Music journalist Ashley Kahn offers this take on the state of soul 2008.
If you're talking music, soul is easy to define. It's a gritty vocal style with a feeling straight out of the black church. It's gospel, but with a secular outlook.
Oh, the ladies know me when I go out on the town.
Soul can have a horn section, sometimes strings, but it doesn't like to get too dressed up. Soul is much more about naked emotion and personal testimony. The rise of soul signified a major shift in popular musical taste throughout America.
By the 60s, soul music was mainstream black pop music and became mainstream American music.
Nelson George has been writing about African American music and culture for more than 30 years.
Aretha Franklin's You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Otis Redding, Try a Little Tenderness. There's one idea that is a stereotypical idea of what soul is, which is a almost archival music, that it's music locked into a certain time and place.
Soul music has grown and changed and kept up with the times. Today, it seems to be enjoying a revival.
You know what? It's always been there. You're just hearing about it again.
Sharon Jones is a gospel-trained singer who started performing soul music in the 1970s.
100 days, 100 nights, no woman's heart.
With her band, the Dap Kings, Jones recently released a new album, 100 Days, 100 Nights.
100 days.
Well, isn't soul like black people, you know? Like, no, look at my band. White guys, little Jewish guys, and Spanish, you know, you got all mixed up there.
Wait a minute. Maybe I need to slow it down just a little. Take my time. I had a man.
100 days.
Tell me things.
Joan's voice can be a formidable force, especially when it shifts an entire song into high gear.
Now, when I do Answer Me, Answer Me, this is soulful. Sweet Jesus, don't you hear? You're grunting with it, and you know what I'm saying? It comes from here. Then the other one, you just be singing, don't you hear me calling you? I need you, Lord. Answer. This, you know, I don't think it's unsoulful, because, you know, but it just...
But it's more straight.
Yeah, more straight. I think when you go soul, you... Got to get the ugly face. Soul is singing with the ugly face. No.
Eli Paperboy Reed, a new arrival on the soul scene, already knows how to sing ugly. He's only 24.
This new dance was so lovable. Doing this dance from Maine to Mexico. It's the boom.
I was never, like, thinking about capitalizing on some sort of soul revival. My music sounds the way it does, because my influences are... Everybody wears their influences on their sleeve. You know, and I was listening to Drown in My Own Tears, and, you know, or I listened to Pain in My Heart when I was 15 and having to deal with high school girls. You know, for me, that was relevant.
I'll roll with you.
Reed's new album, Roll With Me, is marked by a passionate precision and raw intensity.
Oh, they say they need you.
Eli Reid and Sharon Jones are good examples of soul traditionalists, but there's a lot of good soul singing to be found on today's R&B and pop charts, according to writer Nelson George.
There's a lot of artists today who access soul music as part of what they do. Keisha Cole, who's only like 23 years old, is a soul singer. Certainly Usher is a soul singer. What, let's say, Amy Winehouse is doing.
I told you I'm in trouble. Yeah, you know that I'm low.
What happened, the soul never really died. It was overcome to some degree by changing production styles. It's really interesting how the pendulum is swinging back. Hip-hop's dominance of black pop culture and the de facto huge role in mainstream pop is slowly ebbing away.
So what is soul today? A full-fledged style, just a flavor? Does it matter? Whether you like it straight up or blended with other musical innovations, there's a sense that soul is always going to be part of the mix.
Now if you want a girl to come to you, you got to leave a little room for guessing.
It's the root. You can't get rid of the root. As long as you're going to hear music, as long as it's there, you can't get rid of that root.
If you just believe it, baby, ah, she'll be easy.
Ashley Kahn is the author of A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. To hear more music from Eli Paperboy Reed and Sharon Jones, groove your way to NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Oh, so be easy, baby.